Well, the defendants were arrested back in April for making various comments, and they appeared in court several times, mostly behind closed doors. Prominent blogger Ahmed Mansour received the longest sentence, 3 years. He faced additional charges of inciting others to break the law, advocating an election boycott, and promoting demonstrations. The other men received 2-year jail terms. Rights groups described the trial as unfair, saying the defendants were forbidden to review the evidence and charges against them. The five have been reported on a hunger strike and didn't attend their sentencing. Semra Muscati from Human Rights Watch described the outcome as disappointing.
It's really unfortunate what happened today, and I think it really, you know, brings into disrepute the criminal justice system in the UAE.
Noemi Krotas from the Geneva-based human rights group Al-Karama also was in Abu Dhabi for the sentencing.
It's a shame to the country that things are going this way, and I think we'll be seeing that the situation for freedom of expression may be getting worse as a reaction to the Arab Spring.
The UAE has largely avoided anti-government protests seen in other parts of the Middle East, and many analysts believe the court's decision on Sunday was meant to signal that the government will not tolerate any type of political dissent. Dozens of government supporters, including 29-year-old Thabit Akasia, were rallying outside the courtroom when the verdict was announced.
Two frequent comments I heard today were, justice has been served, and we expect the president to pardon them very soon.
Earlier this year, the UAE sent troops to neighboring Bahrain to help quell pro-democracy demonstrations that brought the island kingdom to a standstill. Philip Walter Wellman for VOA News, Dubai.